from NPR and WBEZ Chicago. This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with Faith Saley, Adam Felber, and Mo Rocca. And here again is your host at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center in Newark, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. You know, the one question we get more than any other here at Wait, Wait is, why didn't anyone stop you before it was too late? But the second most common one is, what goes on at Wait, Wait, you know, behind the scenes, like the secret stuff no one knows about? Well, the secrets are out. We made some videos that will answer your questions, maybe shock you a little, maybe scare you, maybe give you some hope for the human race. You can see them all at waitwait.npr.org. Right now it's time for the Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me Bluff the Listener game. Call 1-888-WAIT-WAIT to play our game in the air. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Natalia in St. Louis.
Hey, Natalia, how are you?
I'm great.
Now, St. Louis is great. It's been going through some tough times recently, but what do you do there?
I tell the future of beer.
You what?
I do econometric forecasting for a large local brewery, so I literally tell the future of beer.
Can you tell us something about beer that we would be surprised by? Something about what's going to happen in beer in 3 years from now? Everybody's going to be drinking what?
Craft beer.
Craft
lots
beer.
Lots and lots of craft beer.
Really?
I can tell you something about beer.
What? The second largest annual beer drinking event in the United States is right here in New Jersey at Princeton's annual reunion.
I'm going to fact check that, but...
Well, welcome to the show, Natalia. Now, you're going to take your perception, your amazing powers thereof, and play our game in which you must try to tell truth from fiction. Bill, what is Natalia's topic?
The prize is mine, and mine alone.
There's nothing like being a winner, even if what you win is nothing anybody would ever want. Now, we heard a story that this week that tests that assumption. Each of our panelists are going to tell you a news story about a chance to win a really unusual prize. Guess the real story, you will win the best prize of all, Carl Castle's voice. You ready to play this?
Yes.
All right. First up, let's hear from Faith Saley.
For years, Vladimir Putin has been attempting to boost Russian fertility by displaying himself shirtless, presumably to get the whole country in the mood. Turns out his country women have gotten bigger, just not with babies. Now Putin's setting his sights on the booming obesity rate among Russian ladies. His government has announced a national fitness competition to find the motherland's most vigorous vixen. The tight, lucky winner's prize will be a horseback ride with Putin himself through the Siberian mountains. In the world's sexiest Slavic photo op, both she and the president will be topless. Putin promises to canter. The fitness challenges are designed to display both strength and femininity through feats that smack particularly Russian. These include figure skating and gymnastics, but also speed peeling potatoes for borscht, assembling and disassembling matryoshka dolls, and dragging to bed unconscious men who reek of vodka.
A competition in Russia. The prize is a horseback ride with on next to Vladimir Putin himself. Your next story of a strange but seemingly valuable prize comes from Adam Felber.
If you're a loyal reader of Britain's Wells Journal, you can stop listening now because you're already Wells aware of their stunning and hotly contested new competition in which one lucky Brit stands to win, wait for it, a potato chip. A crisp, yes, but wait, not just any crisp, an unusually large one. You see, the Journal's newsroom was agog the other day when, upon opening a packet of Walker's cheese and onion crisps, a solitary and massive Frankenchip, if you will, presented itself. A 100 millimeter by 55 millimeter beautiful monster, the likes of which not one of the Journal's reporters had ever seen. Knowing a scoop when they saw one, the staff immediately wrote up a news item with an attendant competition, to wit, tell us, quote, why I should win the huge crisp, and you could win it. The original discoverer of the chip, news editor Oliver Hume, is not amused. Quote, it's not exactly cutting-edge journalism, is it? Give me strength. Still, others are excited, and the paper is determined to pick a winner before the prize is past its prime, stale, and soggy. You know, like Prince Charles.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah. A very large potato chip being offered as a prize to the readers of a British newspaper. And lastly, your last story of the prize to end all prizes comes from Mo Rocca.
At 355 pounds, William Howard Taft was our heaviest president. He did not, as legend has it, get stuck in a tub. He got stuck in the doors of a Pennsylvania Avenue trolley car for 2 hours, during which time a scamp snipped off his coattails and a street urchin even stole one of his spats. Anyway, he did not get stuck in a tub because he had a tub that was built for four. Now that's a White House scandal waiting to happen. The extra tubby-sized tub now sits in Taft's boyhood home in the Mount Auburn section of Cincinnati. To bring more visitors to the home, local station 91.7 is sponsoring a very special giveaway, a free bath for four in the Taft tub. The Filthiest Family in Cincinnati contest has already drawn 93 of the Queen City's most unclean foursomes. As 91.7 host Andy Travis puts it, the family that disdains together remains together.
All right. These are the things, Natalia, that you could win. Use your analytical powers to decide which one is real. Is it, from Faith Saley, a chance if you win a fitness competition to go horseback riding, topless, presumably with Vladimir Putin? From Adam Felber, a very large potato chip that was found in a packet of crisps, as they say, at a British newspaper? Or from Mo Rocca, a bath for four in President Taft's own bathtub? Which of these is the real prize we found in the week's news?
Wow. I think Taft actually had a giant bathtub, so I think I'm going to go with that one.
You're going to go with Mo's, who Mo, by the way, is, as we all know, a presidential history enthusiast.
Right.
And he described the thing about Taft's very large bathtub. You're going to choose his story.
Yes.
For the filthiest four in Cincinnati.
Right.
All right. That's your choice.
A lot of filthy fans.
Are you saying I shouldn't?
I'm not saying anything.
Great.
You're the person who's supposed to know stuff. All right.
All right,
well,
let's go with the potato chip then.
You're choosing Adam's story of the large potato chip.
And now that she's had time to Google it, I don't see why she wouldn't answer that.
To bring you the correct answer, we spoke to one of the people running this contest.
Every morning, I buy a packet of cheese and onion flavored Walker's crisps. And there it was, pristine and golden on the top of the packet.
That was Oliver Hume, news editor at Mid-Somerset News and Media, and the lucky man who discovered the giant potato chip. Congratulations, Natalia.
Wow.
You eventually got it right. Well done. You earned a point for Adam, and you have won our prize. Carl Castle recorded the greeting on your home answering machine. Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you for playing with us.
Potato chips, how my mouth just drift. Potato chips, how my mouth just drift. Crunch, crunch, I don't want no lunch. All I want is potato chips.